Jared, I was just about to call you.
Oh, how'd it go?
Good. It went good. Well, I want to hear what you found for me on the other side.
I don't. So everything's actually the same cost, if not more, for an HVS2. So I'm working, but, like, nothing in the $10,000 range.
So why would that be? Why would the VS1 be
how we bought
cost
it?
Or less? Because what?
It's how we bought it. So if we're going to try and find a VS2 in a short amount of time, like if we're normally buying, like if it's part of a parcel that we purchased, we negotiate down. We're able to buy better that way. But if I have to go buy something that's an HVS2, that, again, he's got a GSI1 there that's 10-2, and HVS2 is, I could send that GSI1 to a different laboratory and get an HVS2 on it. It's $10,000, right? But if I'm going to replace an HVS now, it's going to be at least 11. So you're not getting, I mean, I'm working on it right now, a similar situation. Customer's looking, very similar situation, fancy shape. Customer saw 170, they want to go bigger. I'm like, bigger? What do you mean bigger? Like, 170 to what, 2 carat? It's 0.2 millimeter bigger and $4,000 more. So it's, you know, the VS1, maybe my VS1's just a little bit weaker in grade. Like, it's still a VS1. It's still, like, that's why it's priced the way it is, right? So if I go and try and find a VS2, it's just going to be more. But what did he say? Like, does he want to come back in and look at now a bunch of more diamonds? Like, because I can't do that, like an HVS1 and a...
No, he said, I think that one's the winner.
Well, okay. So all right, well, then let's do that instead
yeah,
of trying to, yeah.
Information, you know.
Oh,
so
I get you.
Prepared. I can tell him some things, like I was like, I don't know if they're going to be, you know, much better price getting a VS2, but we can get
smart.
One. And you said a faint fluorescence in it, right?
Yeah, it's not milky or hazy. It's crisp.
Okay.
The faint does
and
not affect the diamond at all.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No, and it is so funny. I mean, diamond dealers play games this time of year, especially with us. Like, so much inventory is moving. Like, and what's nice is it is more natural than lab, which is what I said earlier. If you have it, like match pairs, for example, you think, like, let's say you're putting matched half moons or even something simple like rounds on the sides of these things. I'll go to find a set of matched. I just sold a set of step cut trapezoids. They were $3,000 for 60 point total weights. And I'm like, why are they so, it's 60 points, why are these $3,000? Yeah, they're colorless BS, but like, well, you see, you take a $600 diamond and you put it next to another $600 diamond that it matches, and now they're worth $3,000. It just, it doesn't make any sense to me. But I appreciate it, Drew. The 170 HVS1 is the right diamond. I understand you can't get the other three back to me today, but if you can get them in the mail tomorrow, I'd greatly appreciate it. It'd help us out.
I've already printed the label and everything for it.
Awesome. Do you ship? How do you ship, typically?
I usually do USPS, but their price was high. I'm like, well, let me look at FedEx. So I've got it for FedEx overnight.
Was FedEx cheaper?
Yeah.
Weird. All right, because here's the thing. Like, I was looking, and we always experience shipping issues this time of year, right? But delays. I just had a rep put in a tracking number for me. It was shipped yesterday. It was express mail, and express mail is usually 1, maybe 2 days. 5 days. And it set it 5 days. Not like, hey, you'll get your package tomorrow. Hey, there's a delay. They just set the precedent right out. Yeah, no, you're not getting it for 5 days minimum. So I'm like, well, that kind of screws. It was only a 70-pointer, but still, I'm like, that kind of screws me up. Like, I can't, you know, that's a lifetime in our industry.
Yeah, and even on these ones I'm sending back, because I always use USPS because they're just better priced, and they've been good getting there, you know. And
yeah.
And this one, it was for next day, but it said it'll deliver Saturday.
That's time is what did you say, Nick? Time is what? Not a construct.
Oh,
Time is an illusion, and apparently even more so for shipping. Next day air just so happens to be 3 days. It's like we're living in the Soviet Union. we are open 24/7 except that actually when I was in Russia, that was the running joke. We're open 24/7 unless you're coming in, and then we're closed. A place that could be open all the time. I'd walk by it every day. I need to go in, and it'd be shut down. So it is what it is. And they'd be like, "What's your problem, freaking American? What's your problem? We had to close today. No big deal." All right, I'll get you the 170 for tomorrow. What's he putting it in?
Platinum mounting.
Wow. Are you doing more in platinum?
Not really. He was just like, "I want platinum." Okay.
Well, the price now makes it, like with gold, platinum kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
It was a little more expensive, not a lot more expensive like it used to be.
Okay. So, yeah, because like, talking about precious metals, I had a client call me today. Very, very odd. Garrett, I need to offload 1,500 ounces of pure silver. Do you know anybody? Okay. I would love you to buy a diamond, but I'm glad you're calling because I have no use for 1,500 ounces of silver. I guess he sold it for $82,000.
Isn't that crazy what silver is doing?
Well, it goes up in step with gold, doesn't it? Like if gold goes up like 20%.
That's what's weird. Gold kept going up, 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 and silver didn't. It maybe go up $3 or $4 an ounce. Just like this past like couple of months is where it really started to go up.
Okay.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird. But I heard, at least the reason why he called, he's like, "Yeah, I wouldn't normally call you. I just know that you know people with money." And I'm like, "Well, thank you." Is because none of the refiners are taking it. I called another jeweler that I know in Arkansas. She does a phenomenal business in bullion and gold coin trade and stuff like that. And she's like, "Well, how much do they want for it?" I'm like, "Well, you just sold it." And she's like, "Well, too late. I would have bought it." And I'm like, "Okay, well, I'll let you know next time." But, you know, she's like, "Yeah, you talk to all the refiners right now. They have stacks of pure silver all through their offices because they can't do anything with it. They're only refining gold. They're not refining silver. So they're actually offering less." Well, it's just there's so much gold buying going on right now that they don't have the time or resources to refine the silver. They would rather use that time and resources for gold, or at least that's what they're claiming. So because their machinery is tied up doing gold, they're actually offering less on silver because even though the cost or the value is higher, the demand is lower. So it's just, this is why I don't get into this stuff. I just let the market do what it's got to do. And, you know, I got a buddy that's kicking me all the time. He's like, "You told me not to buy gold." And I'm like, "I told you not to sink your money into silly things that you don't understand." And this was years ago, you know.
Right, but it'd be same different if you did and it dropped, right?
And that's exactly what I was talking to my reps about this earlier today. I'm like, I'd rather be the guy that told him not to do it and talk about all the money he didn't make rather than be the guy that told him to do it and talk about all the money he lost. You know, I don't give financial advice. But anyway, let's use this to kick off our holiday season. What's next? Right?
Yeah, exactly. He went for the big one and said, "I'll go more." In fact, funny, he came in and talking about budget, and he wanted, like, everything, diamond ring. He's like, $8,000, $10,000. I'm like, okay, well, here he is spending so much more. So.
Right, good. Good for you. And what I'll do is I'll take the 3% off of that, okay?
Awesome, thank you. And I'll have you here tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, tomorrow morning, FedEx AM.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Garrett.
Oh, thank you, Drew. And again, let me know. This is just the first of many. It's only December 3rd.
I know. I have to keep thinking that, too. Okay, I hope it starts picking up harder.
Yeah. No, it will. It will. And, you know, people always say it gets later and later every year. But you get pops like this, a nice engagement, a nice upgrade, some studs, a tennis bracelet. They add up, and all those little things add up too. So it's only the third. We have a solid one, 2.5. Oh my God! All right, yeah. It's amazing how long.
Good 3 weeks left.
Yeah, 3 weeks left, and it's. But I never discount the time between Christmas Day and New Year's, because there's some guys that come back in if you're open. A lot of jewelry stores are closed, but after Christmas, but. Some guys screw up there in town. I've made a lot of big sales after Christmas because they didn't put enough under the tree. So that's happened to me quite a few times. Or January rolls around, and I usually have larger Januaries than I do Decembers.
Really?
Because we sell bigger diamonds in January. I think a lot of people shop, and I don't know if Christmas bonuses still exist somewhere in the world, but the Christmas bonuses and, you know, like tax issues, like into the new year, they will wait until January. Come in and buy. Like, January is big diamond month. Big, big, big diamond month.
Interesting.
Yeah. But anyway. Well, let me know on the next one. I'll get this in the mail right now.
Thank you. Oh, and one real quick thing on that.
Yeah.
On this one you're sending me. Actually, it's all your diamonds, right? They've all got that trade-up guarantee on them.
Oh, 1,000%, yeah. GIA, anything that has a lab report has dollar-for-dollar trade. So it'll be what you paid, so your trade will be the amount less 3%.
Okay.
All righty. Yeah, but, I mean, that's now, tomorrow. If he comes in next week and goes, I really thought I, oh, man, I really wish I did a 2-carat, you know, whatever. Sure. Or, man, this H, I really wish it were a G. Not a problem. They, you know, wear this until we find you a GVS, you know, and then we'll trade it out dollar for dollar. I did that with a 4-carat. It was $115,000 at Strong Blue. The lady traveled a lot, and she said, like, she couldn't see it in the States, but when she was in India, she could see, like, this haze, which does happen. Fluorescence reacts differently under different types of sun. And I traded it out for a diamond without it. It was $5,000 difference. Everyone was freaking out. Oh, my God, Garrett sold another $120,000 diamond. Well, it was really just $5,000. Yeah, exactly. But that's the example I like to use, because it doesn't matter the reason, as long as it's undamaged and has the original lab report. We do a dollar-for-dollar swap.
Yeah, perfect.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Drew.
Yeah, we'll stay in touch. Thank you, Garrett.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.